And that's as I was telling somebody the other day, if we put our life in a nutshell, those years with Baba, especially since I was a teenager, a young girl who left home and went and stayed with Baba for good. And before that, my childhood with Baba, for all my holidays and times when I spent with Baba, when I had so much love from him, and when he would play games with me, and he would make faces to make me laugh. And you know, his little sister, his kid sister, the moment I joined him, it was not slowly wading into it. It was a plunge, a dive. No quarters given. It was it. And I hung on. Because that's all I wanted, ever since I was in the cradle, I guess. So it was just stick it on. And therefore, as I said, if you want our life in a nutshell, it is doing what you don't like to do, not doing what you like to do. And Baba didn't make it a declaration. He didn't stand up and say, thou shalt not do this. No. In the most natural, beautiful, casual, masterly way that only Baba can do. For instance, one of the cracks he got me through, because after all, when you give yourself to Baba, you want him to use us for his work, right? You can't just be wild horses who are just enjoying and gambling on the thing. All right, you've given yourself, he will harness you, he will do his work through you. That's your privilege. So he would use our weaknesses, which would become our strength, simply for the reason that they were being the instruments through which he's doing his work. One of my weaknesses was that I liked good food. I mean, I was a bit fastidious about food. Not clothes or looks, no. In fact, I liked being funny and, you know, in my school and things. But food had to be just so. I didn't eat much, but it had to be just so. And my poor mother, she would make spinach in pure butter, put the right condiments, the spices, and make it just so. And I would just say, I'm not hungry. Or if I had any other vegetables that were so well done, I'm not hungry. I wanted meat, fish. So if the dal had meat pieces, it's traditionally a Zoroastrian dish which you call dhansak, in which you put nice big pieces of meat. But along with it, you also have minced meat kebabs, cutlets, what do you call it? So one day, there were no kebabs. There was only this delicious dhansak. And I just pushed the whole plate away. And I walked away from the table without remonstrating. My mother was very shrewd, very intelligent, very. She knew him before that. She said, Mani. I said, Mother, I'm just not hungry. She said, but I'm telling you, the meat man couldn't give the minced meat to the last man. I said, Mother, I'm not hungry. So then she said, and what are you going to do when you're with Merog? Her endearing Irani way of calling Baba was Merog. And I knew, she got me on this pot. Because there we were vegetarians. So what are you going to do? I said, I like rice and dal. You know, for me, being with Baba and nothing else mattered. But still, I said, I love rice and dal. It's true. And I thought I'd adjust myself to it. Then when I came, I'll skip the whole period, otherwise there's no end to stories. But when I at last gave up home, had no contact with Mother, no letters, nothing. She did come just to be with her son, so I would see her, but not. I could only talk to her within the limits, the rules, the thing. But when I joined Baba in Nasik, a number of years, Baba was a number of years in Nasik. Nasik was a very substantial part of Baba's working in person. There was a circle cinema and all, you know, a lot of activities there for that period. So, one of the first, now see how Baba does, that's what I'm trying to show. He sends me for some reason to a doctor. He sends me to a doctor, a skin specialist. I go there. And he simply gives me this direction, Baba. Says, do whatever the doctor tells you. Now here begins one of the most difficult parts of one's life and being with Baba. For Baba, you would do anything. You'd give up your life. But if Baba says, do what that one says, or please, be sure you please that one, then, you know, or help so-and-so. He's told, say, some disciple who's not living with Baba, but is somewhere out, help so-and-so. And that person just pens lavishly because you have to help. You know, these are very difficult things. And that disciple thinks, who am I giving it for? This chap. But not if it's for Baba, if it is to Baba, if it's direct, that's fine. But we never asked, we never questioned. Not even in my mind did I question or think. So I went to the, I was taken to the doctor. You didn't go anywhere. You know, I was taken by one of the older disciples, women that were to escort me. And I went, and that wretch of a doctor, I must forgive. No doll. Yeah, when you have no doll, when your food is only vegetarian, doll is the very basis of your diet. Doll makes 1,000 different varieties of things. Hot, spicy, salty, sweet, everything. And some of my most favorite dishes were made out of chickpea, that means lentil, dal, which you make into pakoras, what we call bhajias, you make sev, you make this, you make that, and you even make omelets. Naja used to make omelet out of the chickpea flour, because no eggs could be used. For years we didn't have fish, meat or eggs. So then you put in the chilies, and you put in the kothmir, and you put in the onions, just like you do in an omelet, and it's quite tasty. I mean, it's a good substitute. I couldn't eat dal anymore. So mine was made out of wheat flour. Now the consistency of wheat flour is totally different. It's sticky, it's pulley, but I was hungry. I was young. I would wait for the time when it would be time for lunch, when it was legitimate for me to go by the kitchen door and ask. But still I would now and then go get these smells, you know. And Naja, knowing, she would make my wheat omelette first. And then I would roll it up, put it in me, and pour. My teeth were strong then. And as I said, I was hungry. I could have digested anything. But so for quite some long time, another thing the doctor said. My dear doctor told me to eat boiled spinach. Boiled spinach. It was not even cut. So it had to be just put in a lot of water and eat the spinach and then drink that water of the spinach. And Mara still remembers, and she said, you know, we felt so sorry for you. There was no furniture in Nasik. We slept on the floor. We sat on the veranda floor, on the rugs and things, but on the floor. And so the veranda wasn't very broad, so I'd be seated here with a big vessel in front of me, dipping my hand, bringing out these weeds of spinach, boiled spinach, and eating. And they said they tried not to look, but they felt so sorry for me. And I would remember my dear mother's spinach, just sautéed in butter, just so, with just that touch of garlic. Well, anyway, I never spoke of it to Baba or anything, you know. There was, as I said, it didn't even occur to us to question, even in our own mind, why or how long. Well, Baba said this and this is to be done. Ah, another thing. I must have castor oil, half a glass of castor oil every week. And that you hate. I mean, we've had it as children. And the Indian children of that generation, their bugbear was castor oil, you know. And all kinds of things. He gave me everything that was against my liking, and I had to do it. But I was not doing it for the doctor, I was doing it for Baba. Still. So this went on for over a year. One day, I mean, Baba had gone to the West and Baba had come and on. And then one day, there was rice and dal, but I could never eat rice and dal either. I mean, that to me, that which was going to be in lieu of the meat dishes that I had, which I boasted about, told my mother, oh, I like rice and dal, I have rice and dal there. No more rice and dal, because what do you have the rice with? Dal is the thing. So, no dal. So one day Baba had these big vessels of rice and dal, and Baba with his own hand was serving. How often we have seen that. That was very characteristic, very usual. to see Baba serving with his own hands, whether it was tea, whether it was food, whether it was sweets. And so Baba was serving up. Each one stood with their place and came along, passed, and Baba would serve. So when my turn came, and I automatically, maybe there was the slightest, very slightest movement on my part, which nobody else would have noticed, but for Baba, that's, he said, "What's the matter? You don't like dog?" "Oh," I said, "I love it." "So? But I can't have it." "Why not?" I said, "The doctor said I mustn't have doll, and you told me to do what the doctor said, and he said no doll." "Doctor said that? He's crazy." So from that day on, and Baba served the rice and doll, and for the first time, rice and doll I was having and loving it in its own right, not as a poor substitute of what I would be missing. But in its own right, this was better than palav, this was better than biryani, this was better than dal safra. Rice, just plain dal and rice. And I still remember with it, along with it was a mango a pickle, salted, just salted raw mango. And I, when I think back, to me, I remember that as a banquet. So in those kind of ways, Baba would do it. He would say, "Don't do this and don't do that." But that's what it amounted to, like.